1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult and
a little bit more risque.
This morning, quite risque.
Really? Okay, earmuffs.
Earmuffs for the little ears out there. Because there is a 50-cent snack scientifically proven now to boost your sex drive.
And it only costs you 50 cents?
And it only costs you
50 cents,
apparently.
I don't believe it.
Apparently.
What is it?
It's nuts.
Really?
And not the crazy kind. No, actually, apparently 60...
Sorry, what peanut? What nuts are you eating for 50 cents?
Well, no, so you're only having a little bit of each day,
I was like, I like buy a bag. It cost me like $9.
Yeah, no, nuts are quite expensive.
Yeah. What, one peanut?
Yeah. So, more specifically, they've done a study on the effects of, like a range of different nuts. So, there was walnuts, almonds, and hazelnuts.
Right. Okay, right? I'm a big hazelnut eater.
So, you've got to have 30 grams of walnuts, 15 grams of almonds and hazelnuts of each of them, right?
Oh, like combined?
Yep, so 60 grams altogether.
Right, yep. Okay.
So, you've got to have a little mixture going on. You've got to have a varied, balanced diet of nuts.
Right? Daily?
Yes, daily, yeah.
Okay.
So apparently, if you're lacking
Does this fit on the pyramid? On the food pyramid?
Do you remember, I haven't looked at the pyramid since I was
year
like...
Six?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Apparently, if you're lacking in the bedroom department, it can really help you. So they did a study on 83 people between 18 and 35.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, typical kind of Western-style diet.
Right.
And, apparently it massively boosted their...
Thingo,
their drive.
Their drive, right.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you telling me this? You wanted me to go and try it out.
No, honestly, I'm going to the shops to buy nuts after this today.
Why? It'd be a waste of money for you.
Let's go! Trending now at hits.com.au.
Gosh, I'm just in two minds about this whole Shayna Jackson drug scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I mean, when Sun Yang came out, and they stood off the podium, we were all like, oh, yeah, take a stance and whatever. I mean, I didn't really know much about the story or about Sun Yang's past to, like, make a decision. But I was, like, kind of like, hey, yeah, guilty.
Yeah, you all got caught up
anyway,
in that.
And then obviously when Shayna Jackson's her drug test came out, and then obviously that was... positive to drugs. We're all like, oh, now we're all like little hypocrites here.
Yeah.
Are they all going to take a stance against Shayna now? She is now facing a 4-year suspension after testing positive.
Yeah.
Which is, unless you can really prove her innocence. But I read a report earlier this morning that her coach has come out saying it could have been anything, like in a steak, in some mushrooms, like it could have been in something.
Oh, really?
That she ate. Yeah.
Could have been food.
He's actually saying that it had nothing to do with like any kind of like substance, like you know, in pill form or protein.
Or even supplement.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Even though I read in another report that you know how like there's like Instagram influencers and stuff like that.
Sure.
That she was actually posing with a product, like a protein product that had that drug in it.
Oh, I read that story, but it wasn't that it had it in it.
What was it?
It was that it wasn't on the list of approved supplements by Swimming Australia.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, just because you're an influencer and you're posting with the product doesn't mean you take it.
That's also
true.
I've
got a heap of friends that are influencers that post with
stuff,
you know,
that they don't believe in.
Yeah, like hair gummies and stuff like that. Like,
that is actually so true.
One of my girlfriends had posted that thing with the hair gummies. I rang her up because I was like, swing me a bottle. I want a jar to try them out. She's like, are you serious? I don't take it. Sent me a thing. I chucked it out. Anyway, that's how it all works. But it'll be interesting to see what happens from this Shayna Jackson thing.
Yeah, it's such a grey area. The more I... like try to research it, the more it's just, how could you possibly tell?
I just feel like we're like now the laughing stock of like this whole swimming world.
Yeah, it's a complete cluster.
Moving on to where we're not the laughing stock of, in Ninja Warrior Land. Now, you haven't been watching the Ninja Warrior.
I didn't watch the international.
However,
one,
so we went to the internationals in international thing in Vegas, and we went up against America and Europe. We came in second last night.
Really?
But I'm not going to lie, it was really entertaining to watch. Their course over there is next level.
Yeah, right.
And the commentators are really, really entertaining. But some of the things that was like tripping me out a little bit was, Like, there is one obstacle where it's almost like a hammer style obstacle course where you have to swing. So it's kind of like on an axle. You swing from hammer to hammer and you're like jumping these, like probably like 2 meters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the American commentators were like, oh yeah, you know, he's going to do this and he's going to do that. Got to this pool section.
Yeah.
And the Americans were putting on goggles and then jumping in and then having to pull up these doors. When the Aussies got to that section, they just dove straight in and didn't use any goggles. And the commentators were like, oh, my God, he's not using goggles. He just dove straight in. I was
like,
this is
sometimes.
So intense. I loved it. Anyway, we came in second.
Who came first?
The Americans. Yeah,
classic.
USA.
Classic.
USA.
Mm.
If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
But don't go anywhere. We got your riddle of the day coming up next for you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
We are doing your riddle of the day, and I'm still... I think I'm stumped by this, but I have a theory.
Well, you and a lot of other people in WA, the riddle goes... 5 add 6 is 11, but 6 add 7 is 1. How is that possible? And the only man that is game enough to tackle this is Ed, who's travelling to 2J this morning. Now, Ed, should we ask Jess? I'm quite confident that you've got it, so I just want to hear what Jesse has to say the answer is. Because usually he likes to jump on the back of other people's answers.
All right. I'll own up to my theory this morning.
So 5 add 6 is 11, but 6 add 7 is 1. How is it possible?
Okay, so 5 add 6 is 11.
Yep.
I'm compartmentalizing that and just writing it off. 5 add 6 is 11. That's easy. Like, it's too hard for my brain to do both at the same time.
Right.
So 5 and 6 is 11. Stock standard, normal, move
on. Okay, move on. Hurry
then
up.
The next part was 6. What was it? And 7.
6 and 7 is 1.
It's negative 6 plus 7 equals 1.
Ed, what's the answer?
Well, I thought it was 5 plus 6. If you use a clock face, becomes 11 a.m.
Yeah!
Wow.
Well done. That answer is when you are looking at the clock, that is possible.
Yeah, I was way off. Good on you, mate. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
You too,
mate.
Sorry, Jesse. I just had to let you sink there because you were thinking too far into this.
I could not, as soon as I heard the first part, I was like, that bit makes sense. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know. You said it like 3 times. I'm like, who are you trying to convince here? Yes.
Myself.
5 add 6
literally
is 11.
Literally myself. Because a couple of times when I was thinking about it, I was like, 5 and 6 is 11, right? Even now when I'm saying it, I'm like, that's right?
All right, we've got to move on to coming up after 7 o'clock. We're going to catch up with Dean McCarthy to tell us how Katy Perry has gone in court. Remember those Christian lobby group took her to court?
Yeah, about her song Dark Horse.
Yes, there's been a result.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Hey, Jesse, remember when Katy Perry got taken to court because apparently she was like, she had stole Dark Horse?
Yes, the music, yeah.
You would not believe what has happened. Dean McCarthy joins us live from Hollywood to fill us in. Babe, she's getting taken to the cleaners.
Taken to the cleaners. Now, here's what happened, right? Katy Perry herself went to court over this. Her song Dark Horse allegedly stole this particular, remember that soundbite in this song where it was like, doo, doo,
yes,
this is
my
favourite bit. The bit doesn't sound it. Right, my favourite bit.
Right. Oh, yeah, I thought you nailed it.
It was stolen from a 2004 Christian group. They're like a Christian rock group. It's very unusual.
Oh, right.
It's not like Hillsong. They're kind of like rappers. Anyway, whatever happened, they won.
Might jump
today.
On that.
The jury today agreed unanimously that the actual part of the song was stolen. Now, that was this morning, and now what they need to figure out is how much money Katy Perry and her record label owe this group.
Wow.
To give you an example, Katy made $3.5 million from the song herself, and her record label made $31 million.
Whoa!
So they are now going to figure out, basically, how important was that part of the song to the success of the song? You know, it was a little bit that no one really cared about, or was it, the main bit? It was a pretty major part.
I would say that was a main bit. It's so that the bit of that song
iconic.
Is pretty iconic. We knew what you were talking about as soon as you went, dun, dun, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Totally. All right, speaking about someone else, ASAP Rocky, he has pleaded not guilty or guilty?
Pleaded not guilty. He pleaded not guilty in court today, and basically we found out a few more things in the court today, actually, that there was just him and his bodyguard and another man are the three that have been allegedly, you know, attacked this guy, and allegedly they attacked him while he was on the ground, and allegedly they used a bottle, like a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Like, really quite full on.
Yeah, right.
His lawyer has said that, you know, there was no beer bottle, there was no bottle, and that, you know, none of this happened. So they're kind of figuring it out, but he's looking at 2 years jail. It's pretty ugly, but he has pleaded not guilty.
Wow. Now, just quickly before we let you go, there you've got some inside goss on Jay-Z.
I love Jay-Z, but he's a diva. Here's what I heard. And this is not even a rumor. You're not going to read this on TMZ. This is like an actual real story that I know.
Okay.
From
exclusive.
Just leave it at that. But basically, Jay-Z was going to work with this company to make his own vape pen. You know how you can have a vape pen that has tobacco?
Yeah.
In America, you can have a vape pen that has other things rather than tobacco, right? Anyway,
yeah.
So Jay-Z was going to make his own one. He was going to meet with the company, but he was so difficult. Like, when he wanted to meet with the company, they said, okay, well, we'll meet in person. He demanded a private jet from New York to L.A. for him
what?
And his entire entourage. It was going to cost $120,000 just to
meet with him.
Meet with him in person. So over the top.
Oh,
in the end, it just became too expensive, and they were like, you know what? We're not going to do it. It just became way too difficult.
Yeah, wow.
So
what is the going rate for those things? What, is it just $100,000?
Yeah, I don't know. If I had the money, I'd pay $120,000 to bring Jay-Z. I'd be like, but you know who needs to come? Beyonce.
Yeah! And I want a full concert in my living room.
Even just one or two songs.
Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Julesy, I am in day two of my little don't knock it before you try it, because someone suggested to me that I try something new, and you and I pride ourselves on being open-minded. So I've undertaken a new segment for the show.
You better not knock it until you try it, baby. Ooh.
And it's not just my singing that I'm taking there.
Do we have to listen to that every day? We get an update?
Every time we try something new.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. So someone suggested to me something that I think is a bit silly. Juice cleansing, detoxing things. A friend of mine is, and the reason I think they're silly is a friend of mine is a doctor.
Yeah.
And she's always said to me, your kidney and liver do the heavy lifting with your kidneys and your liver do the detoxing for you. And I feel like I give them plenty of a break during the week.
Yep.
You know, might hit them hard occasionally
on the weekend. Yeah.
But anyway, I thought, you know what, this is something that I can try and get a first-hand reaction on. So yesterday was my first day, and I took a few recordings throughout the day to kind of illustrate how I'd gone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I forgot all my juices at home, so I wasn't off to an absolute flyer of a start.
I'm only a few hours in, like it's early in the day, and I'm already so hungry. Get home to have a look at the juices. The first juice on the menu is full of all sorts of delicious things like beetroot, kale, carrot, tomato. Yay. So here goes, juice number one. Oh, that is truly awful. Oh, it's like drinking cold tomato soup. Ugh.
So I'm super hungry and it tastes awful, but turns out that wasn't going to be my biggest problem.
I just had to walk out of a meeting because I was so tired. I think the caffeine withdrawals from not having coffee are killing me. I was so tired that my head was actually falling asleep into my hands.
So having been hungry all day and really tired as well, I was actually pretty excited to go to bed.
All right, so I'm just jumping into bed at the end of the day, and I've never gone to bed so hungry in my life. This is
I've never been so defeated as I went to bed last night.
Oh, I can hear it.
And even this morning, like, little things. Like, I went to go run down the hallway before. Just don't have the energy to do anything. Like, it's not a fun time. But I'm committed.
Are you?
I'm committed because we said
Damn
we
it.
would We would try it in its full 3-day form.
No, you would try it, but I'm coming along for this ride and I'm not even on it.
You know how competitive I am. I promised myself that I'd try this before I slag it off.
Do you want my diary entry from yesterday?
Sure.
Dear diary, it's Jules here. Day one, Jesse's juice cleanse. I am not coping. The end.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Okay, Leah from Bunnies. Who would you like to go up against? Myself or Jesse?
Jesse.
Good choice this morning, baby.
I genuinely am feeling, not great. So, five questions. Buzz in with your name. If you get it wrong, the other one of us gets a go at it, okay?
Okay. All right. Question number one. Lavazza, Bushels, and Makona
Damn it.
What? Go, Jesse. You have to say it now.
Hot drinks?
No. Leah.
Lion King?
No.
What is it?
Lavazza, Bushels, and Makona are all brands of coffee.
Oh, it's Bushels. I thought Bushels was tea.
No. Oh, wait.
I've heard Lavazza.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to go to a bonus question on that. I think the person who's written that.
Question number two.
Oh, jeez. Of course that would happen when I'm the one reading out the bloody questions. At 260 kilometres long, what is Australia's largest fringing coral reef?
Jesse?
Leah?
Go, Jesse.
The Great Barrier Reef?
No. Oh. Leah?
Oh, I was going to say that.
Oh, no. It's Ningaloo Reef.
Ningaloo.
Oh, Ningaloo.
All right, two questions in, zero all.
Oh my goodness. Okay, question number three. The Bachelor Australia will be premiering tonight at 7:30. What is The Bachelor's full name?
Oh, no. We just spoke about this.
Yeah. Any ideas?
I don't watch it.
Jesse.
Starting tonight.
Jesse. Matthew Agnew?
Yeah!
Oh, I thought that was like a famous actor, and I was like, I'm going to sound this sounds so
Agnew.
Dumb.
Okay. Question number four. This is a multiple choice, by the way, so I suggest you wait unless you really know it. How many players have won 3 Brownlow Medal Awards, the highest individual honour in Australian rules football? 1, 2, or 4?
How many players have won 3 Brownlows?
Yes. How many players have won 3 Brownlow Medal Awards?
1, 2, or 4.
Any idea? Okay, Leah.
I'm just going to have a guess. I don't even know. 2.
No. No, that's not
it. I can't think No, it must be a few.
Is it 1 or is it 4?
It's got to be more than 1. I'm going to go 4.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Damn you, Jesse! Okay.
Is that the win?
We got 2, and there's only 1 question left, but we have to go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay. In 2003, pop rock band Fountains of Wayne released a song
Jesse.
About who? Yeah.
Stacey's mum.
Yes. Okay,
one of my all-time fives.
Yeah, I thought it was Jesse's Girl.
Oh, no, that's Rick Springfield.
Oh.
The song that every girl I've ever dated goes, that's my song.
Hell. So 1. Yeah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
Because it is Wednesday, it is that middle of the week trying to sharpen you up a little bit this morning by playing Word Association Wednesday.
Yeah, we've got 10 words and 20 seconds on the clock. All you need to do is say the first thing that comes to your mind, and if you do it in 20 seconds, well, you squeeze off that $50 Visa gift card.
Now, Jules and I are going to have a crack at this first, see how sharp we are. Now, I'm not feeling particularly sharp this morning, so I'd like to read my words to you first.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Roller.
Ball.
Coaster.
Beach.
Hits.
Old school.
Bin.
Yuck.
Chicken.
Bin.
And.
Though.
Girl.
Boy.
In.
Out.
Face.
Palm.
Llama.
Sheep.
She did it!
Oh, I don't know if I did. I think I said dope or something. I don't even know what it was for.
That's the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least it wasn't a swear word, so, you know, I'm winning.
Mine was a little sentence this morning, except for the llama bit on the end.
Oh, what was it? Oh. Was it?
You should have been paying attention.
Oh, jeez, I was just trying to
roller coaster hits bin chicken and girl in the face.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. Just the 1%ers. All right, you ready for...
Sure.
Okay, deal me.
Coffee.
Drink.
Swimming.
Nice.
Mariah.
Carey.
Old Town.
Road.
Phone.
Call.
Billy.
Eilish.
Ray.
Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Billy.
Miley.
Cyrus.
You said that before. Ray. Can't say it again.
Ray.
Music.
Play.
Oh, you still got it.
Yes. Oh, damn, yeah, plenty of time to go.
My little tactic was to kind of go easy at the start and then just smash you at the end.
It was quite hard at the end. All right. If you think you can play, if you think you're sharp enough this morning and you want to play, win a $50 Visa gift card, give us a bell right now on 13, 12, 16. Callan, how are you feeling sharp this morning?
Yeah, well, feeling sharp and hoping that it follows through.
Yeah, okay.
Hoping
well,
you can get $50.
Are you excited for the Batchy on there tonight?
Yeah, extremely. I've never been on the radio before, so this is pretty cool.
Oh.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I'm guessing that was a little hint there from Jules that it might be Bachelor theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Right,
okay, so you got 20 seconds. I'm going to read the words out for you, Callan, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
All right, here we go, mate.
Batchy.
Emily.
Matt.
Floor.
Agnew.
Boy.
Women.
Good looking.
Dating.
Mission.
Love.
Heart.
Kissing.
French.
Roses.
Red.
Ceremony.
Oh. Was he one off?
Yeah.
I was like, surely you must be close to the end there.
Just had limo to go.
Oh, mate. That was the closest. That was seriously close.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, mate. Thanks for calling.
Missed by a mile, eh?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But, you know, don't let it be the last time you call us, okay?
Yes.
No, I won't let it deter me.
Come back again next week, mate. Good on you, mate.
Sweet. Enjoy your day. Love your show. Bye.
Cheers,
Bye.
Mate. You too. See you later. That is it for us today, Julesy.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. But tomorrow, we are getting Dr. Justin in from Nudge Psychology. Now, if you haven't heard of our segment of Just Ask Dr. Justin, you can go to hit.com.au and register. Ask a question and then we can talk about it on air all anonymously.
Yeah, because Dr. Justin is just a wealth of information.
Yes. Now, tomorrow's one, I actually had to get just pre-approved to make sure that we can actually talk about it on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, we've had a very interesting message from a lady who has a partner that lies to her a lot.
Wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, but goes through into a lot of detail. But I had to just get it approved to make sure that we can go that deep in.
Oh, so it's more than just lying.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's actually really sad. And of course, I mean, no one should listen to me when I'm like, kick him to the curb, you know, because that's my first thing. But Dr. Justin said he's going to try. He's going to be trying.
Got some awesome advice for you.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. All right, well, we will have Dr. Justin on the show after 8:30 tomorrow, but that is it for us today. Have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll catch you tomorrow from 6.
Bye guys.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.